This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1. News.
I'm Gia Billy reporting. Britain's process of leaving the European Union is officially underway after British Prime Minister Theresa May triggered Article 50 Wednesday. The move kicks off 2 years of negotiations of what promises to be a lengthy and complex process of ending 4 decades of engagement with the European Union. In the English city of Bristol, citizens have begun to do their share to stop the flow of money and jobs out of the city. VOA Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez has details.
There is very little that Britons agree on when it comes to Brexit, but everyone agrees that ending 4 decades of integration with Europe will be a messy process.
The effect of European Union law is all pervasive, from constitutional level questions to the regulation of bananas and cucumbers at the bottom end of the spectrum. So it is a mammoth task that will not be negotiated within 2 years. It will take a decade or decades to give full effect to EU withdrawal.
Brexit is now a reality. And going it alone for some does not seem as scary as it did a few months ago.
We don't yet seem to have seen the kind of enormous economic catastrophe that was predicted.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Bristol, England.
Increased activity in North Korea's main nuclear test site during the past few days could mean the country is in final preparations for its sixth nuclear test, a Washington-based think tank stated. 30 North, a website published by the U.S. Korea Institute, released photos of the Punggye-ri nuclear test site taken on Tuesday. This is VOA News. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump presented the International Women of Courage Award to 13 women in Washington Wednesday.
Each battle forces, such as governments, the courts, gender bias, terrorism, war, and corruption, and were willing in each moment to face harsh penalties, including imprisonment and death. As they continue to preserve against unimaginable odds, these women are extraordinary examples of reaching within to find the courage that lies inside us all to change the world.
The Secretary of State's International Women of Courage Award honors women around the world for exhibiting courage and leadership in their advocacy for peace, justice, human rights, gender equality, and women's empowerment. Since its creation in 2007, the program has awarded more than 100 women from 60 countries. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is set to hold talks with Turkey's political leadership Thursday in Ankara. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul that Syria is expected to top the agenda.
Officially, the U.S. president has not made a decision over continuing to support the Syrian Kurdish groups, which make up the backbone of the Syrian Democratic Forces in fighting the Islamic State. Analysts suggest Ankara will be looking for guarantees from Tillerson that Kurdish forces will quickly withdraw if they take part in capturing Raqqa. Tillerson could help mitigate Turkish displeasure if, as expected, he addresses the question of the creation of safe haven areas in Syria for the return of Syrian refugees, a key demand of Ankara. Turkey hosts about 3 million Syrian refugees.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
President Donald Trump's move to unravel Obama-era environmental regulations launched with great fanfare Tuesday, attracting scorn from both ends of the political spectrum. Trump's order will seek to suspend, rescind, or identify for review more than a half dozen rules in an attempt to increase domestic energy production in the form of fossil fuels.
My action today is the latest in a series of steps to create American jobs and to grow American wealth. We're ending the theft of American prosperity and rebuilding our beloved country.
Concerted pushback from Democratic lawmakers and activists on the left, along with nagging doubts from conservatives skeptical of Trump's commitment to the cause, suggests that making good on one of his main campaign promises could be futile. I'm Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.